You're listening to Valley Edition. There are a lot of mysteries deep below California's Central Valley, but that doesn't mean what's going on below ground is out of the spotlight. From efforts to clean up water contaminated by nitrate to groundwater recharge, protecting the aquifer is a top concern of policymakers. But if the politics around groundwater weren't already hot enough, try mixing in what happens when you add oil production to the equation and what oil producers do with their wastewater. It's not a new issue, but as KQED's Lauren Sommer reports, there's still a lot that we don't know about the issue and potential contamination of protected aquifers from so-called produced water that's left over from the oil extraction process. Lauren Sommer joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Lauren, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You write that there's a lot that we don't know. This has been in the spotlight, though, for a while. What do we know about this issue so far?
Well, we know that the state has had a lot of problems in the past. That's pretty clear at this point. Essentially, the oil industry in California produces a ton of water, actually. They produce more water than oil, 19 times more water than oil. And so as they're bringing up the oil, they have to do something with all of this water. And so the state's program sets permits so that oil companies can put it into wastewater injection wells, basically big wells that pump it back into the aquifer or the formation underground, usually where the oil came from. Of course, you don't want that wastewater going into groundwater that's potentially usable as drinking water, protected water. But what we've figured out years ago is that the state had problems for decades with some of these permits, and oil companies were putting some of this water into protected aquifers.
Now, this popped up into the news in a big way a few years ago with the news that the state and the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, a great Sacramento bureaucracy name there, was not potentially following the rules under the Clean Water Act. What has happened with that issue as far as enforcement? Has there been any accountability on the state level, on the oil producer level, since this initially came up a few years ago?
Yeah, so what the state has done is tried to figure out where these mistakes have been and what the problems were. They have identified hundreds of these wells or were in places, wastewater wells, that were in places where they shouldn't have been. And so they've looked through all the records trying to figure out where are the ones that they should shut down and where are the ones that they can allow to continue. And the state's still kind of in the process of figuring some of that out because there are hundreds of these wells that are in aquifers that are technically now protected. But the state says, you know, this water is so dirty, they shouldn't be protected anymore. And they're going through the process with the federal EPA to kind of remove that protected status. Now, they said they were going to have this done by February of this year, but there's still a lot of these aquifers that aren't quite resolved yet. You know, the DOGGR, as they're called, right, the Division of Oil and Gas, said that they know that there were problems with oversight. They say that they're going through a renewal process where they're kind of reinvigorating their culture of enforcement and trying to figure out how to approach some of these issues. That's at least what they're saying at the state level.
So there are cases across the valley where the water quality in certain places, you go down deep enough, the water that's there is not very good. It's not something you would want to drink. But in some cases, these are what you call protected aquifers. And for some people, it's a real life story. You talked to one farmer in Tulare County, Bill Sammer, and what was his story and how does he fit into this equation?
Yeah, he actually had a really amazing story. You know, he has orchards up there like a lot of other growers in the valley. There was an oil field kind of right near his property that was looking to expand. And so he kind of started looking into it, just reading up on it. And he discovered that this wastewater issue was pretty big near him, that there was a lot of water going underground and he uses groundwater on his trees. And it was kind of just because he has a son that works with maps for a living and has a pretty high level of GIS analysis ability that he was able to take these wastewater wells and then take a map showing where the protected aquifer was. And they were kind of mashing up these maps and figuring out that there was a wastewater well somewhere it should not be. It was in a protected aquifer, you know, near his property. And he sounded the alarm. He let some folks know, you know, there was a lot of skepticism and pushback. But eventually the state did figure out that this was one of those wells that was a place it shouldn't be. He was right all along.
So when it comes to people like him, what's the next step? You mentioned the state is trying to reassess and reinvigorate Dogger, that division there, which is staffed by many people who have had experience in the oil industry. Is there some looming change in the future here? Is there a new enforcement that we should be looking to, or is it just a sort of a slow evolution?
Yeah, well, certainly one of the most important questions that people have, right, is, well, is anybody's drinking water affected by this? The state water regulators with the Water Board have looked into that a bit. They've looked at some drinking water supply wells where folks are getting using groundwater as their main supply that were within 1 mile of these problematic wastewater wells, and they have done testing in those cases. And in the good news is that they have not found any direct contamination that would really compromise somebody's drinking water supply. But, you know, what I was trying to do with this story was kind of ask, well, some of these wastewater wells were really injecting wastewater for decades into some pretty clean aquifers. And so I was just trying to figure out, well, what were these oil companies putting down there? And that was a really tricky thing to figure out. The state Division of Oil and Gas wasn't really able to produce those records because they said that they're in paper form only, not digitized, and they're kind of spread out among the regional offices around the state. And so, you know, when you talk to the Water Board regulators, they will admit that they don't really know what the net effect of this has been in some of these places where these wastewater wells were going for decades. That's something they hope to look at in the future, but they don't know right now what kind of painting a, you know, the entire story of this kind of massive mess up over the years.
Anytime there's coverage of the oil industry, people always bring up the word fracking, hydraulic fracturing or enhanced extraction from oil under the ground. Is this involving fracking or is this just conventional production?
Yeah, so this is conventional production. Kind of the way to think about it is fracking is like a very short-term event that the oil companies do prior to getting all the oil out of the well and sometimes after to kind of loosen things up a little bit. And so certainly there's been a lot of attention and regulations from Sacramento on the fracking stuff. This is different. This is just everyday normal production. You just get this much wastewater back. There is some wastewater that comes back with frack operations as well. But the vast majority of this wastewater is just from normal oil operations. But, you know, it's certainly an area that the federal EPA has come down on the state pretty hard for, saying that the regulations that govern this kind of underground injection of wastewater are lacking. And they did an audit 6 years ago saying that there were several areas that the state should improve its regulation and oversight to make sure that these are really secure operations. The Division of Oil and Gas says they are now working on new draft regulations, and I think they just have their first draft out now.
What does the industry say about this? Have they changed their practices in any way?
Well, you know, from the industry's perspective, they were doing what they were supposed to do, right? They were going to the state and saying, okay, we'd like to do wastewater injection here. Here's all our paperwork. Can we have a permit, please? And the state was saying yes. So, you know, there's been a lot of frustration on the part of the oil companies, certainly some on the smaller side producers, where, you know, they really can't run their operations if they don't have something to do with the wastewater. And there have been several where their wastewater wells have been in limbo or closed down. So fair amount of frustration there, right? Because they feel like they were doing everything they were supposed to and still have been impacted.
This may be a stupid question, but why can't oil producers inject their wastewater back to the same elevation from whence it came? If the water at a certain level that's producing oil is mixed with those hydrocarbons and things is certainly doesn't sound like something someone would want to drink, why can't they just put it right back at that same level? Or is that this technically not possible?
Yeah, for the most part, that's very common, actually. A lot of producers are at least putting it at a similar depth. Sometimes they're putting it back into the oil formation that the oil came from because it's actually kind of almost repressurizing, so to speak, that formation so the oil flows better. So that's actually a very common practice. It's not that oil companies aren't doing that. It's just that different places have very different geology, and in some places they were actually putting the wastewater somewhere else than where they got it from originally.
Again, we've been talking today with KQED's Lauren Summer. She is the author of a new report you can read online at kqed.org, How Much Drinking Water Has California Lost to Oil Industry Waste? No One Knows. It's a very interesting story, and the latest chapter and one that I'm sure we'll continue to hear coverage on the California Report and on this station and KQED as well. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.